Strength in Weakness. Join me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments as we experience truth about the grace and power of God in our weakness. Sometimes we find ourselves in hard situations at some of our weakest moments. In my weakest state of being, I made some of the most difficult decisions of my life. I stood for righteousness in a relationship, refusing to compromise in a situation where sin and disobedience to God's law was being brought into my home. Only through God's word and His grace was I able to stand firm. I thank God for His grace and His power, which strengthens us in our weaknesses. God helps us war against the enemy. Sometimes we are like lions, and at other times we are like lambs. But through it all, God is the one who gives the power to fight or stand. Before I became extremely ill some years ago, I felt that I was strong and powerful in the Lord. I felt strong and powerful like a lion. Then I was struck with illness, and after my sickness and throughout my recovery, I felt like a wounded soldier who needed to be nursed back to health. During this time of weakness, my trust and faith was in God's power to heal, restore, and refresh. There were times in my weakness that doubt and discouragement crept in, and in God's grace and faithfulness, He continued to walk me through this desert time of life to a place of healing and hope. My confidence was not in my own might, strength, or power, for my life was filled with weakness, and I felt powerless. Paul speaks of a time of weakness in his life. In his second letter to a church in Corinthians, he writes in chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. He states, "Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from being proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time He said, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness.' So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Paul struggled with this thorn in the flesh. Perhaps it was illness. We don't know exactly. But it distressed Paul, and he cried out to God and begged for relief three times. God did not remove this, but spoke to Paul that in his weakness, God's power would be revealed. God gave him grace so he could deal with the thorn. God does not always relieve us of sickness, hardship, and troubles. He gives us His grace and kindness, which works in us, enabling us to continue only through the power of Christ at work in our lives. We do not receive glory and recognition for our great strength and endurance, but the power of God is at work and is seen in our weakest moments. In the Bible, Zechariah 4:6 states, "It is not by force nor by strength, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies." We cannot depend upon our own strength and ability, but we depend on the Spirit of the living God. Today, you may be struggling with sickness or relationship issues. You feel tired, discouraged, and wounded. You are in a place of weakness where you need the Spirit of God and His strength to carry you through this time. When you feel you don't have the power to stand for righteousness, rely on the power of the blood that Jesus Christ shed and put your faith in His sacrifice, His power, and His strength. Hebrews 4:15-16 states that Jesus Christ, as our high priest, is able to empathize with our weaknesses because He has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet He did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Jesus Christ spoke about the Holy Spirit and His help. As believers in Jesus Christ, we have the Holy Spirit to help us, to be with us forever. In times of weakness, we are not orphaned, but the Spirit is our helper, and we love the Lord and keep His commandments. He reveals Himself to us and makes His home in our hearts. The Holy Spirit teaches us and brings to our remembrance all that Christ has said. Isaiah 48:21-28-31 reads, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, He increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and young men stumble, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." Let's talk to our Heavenly Father, who is the Creator of the universe and all mankind, and ask for His Spirit, grace, and strength to fill us in our times of weakness. Our Father, who art in heaven, Your name is holy. You are all-powerful and all-knowing. You cause us to rise with Your strength. You help us to walk this path of life. You know our every breath. You give us life. Lord, You know where I am in this walk with You. You know my weaknesses and that I need Your grace to carry me through the desert times, the times when I feel powerless, the times when decisions need to be made, the times when I cry out to You in distress and need. Let my heart draw close to You. Let me follow your commandments. I pray that you make your home within my heart and that your Spirit brings to me all your words of truth to strengthen and encourage me in times of weakness. Let your greatness and goodness be seen in my times of weakness. Let the light of your Spirit shine bright in my life. In the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Please feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christian316@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you experience God's grace and strength today.